This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
That's right. We went very quickly from, I think, potentially fear of iguanas to like maybe iguana abuse. And I expect nothing less from my favorite morning show here in the city of Houston, Kane and Pendergast. And incredible stuff. But yeah, we're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on this Tuesday. It is a rodeo ticket Tuesday, mind you, and a couple of... All right, at 11 and in the 1 o'clock hour, we will be giving away four packs of tickets. In the 11 o'clock hour, Zach Top is the four pack. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, it'll be John Party. Those are the guys that you will be having an opportunity of getting tickets to just by listening to your favorite radio station, Sports Radio 610.
All you got to do.
Man, rodeo is here, man.
I know.
If I have my bearings right, I think today is the day where I go and I make sure that I'm suited and booted. To head out to
you get your boots, you getting them?
I think so. I think today is the day where I'm heading out and going to find them.
Getting boots, baby. Okay, he's in.
We'll see how that goes. Or maybe I'll just wait for these fellas to come back with some iguana skin and, you know, hook me up that way, right? Like maybe that's the way that it goes. In doing my research, because I am that's the way that I do things. If I want to make a purchase, especially one that is not like just frivolous money, you know, I end up doing a lot of research, and I'm like, iguana skin does sound kind of dope.
It does sound cool.
Yeah, it do.
Like, apparently we
it
use...
It could be very, very illegal, but that's all right.
We use some very exotic skins when we're putting these boots together. Yeah. Ostrich skin and such, obviously. Yeah. So, I'm like, all right, maybe some iguana skin boots is the way that we go. But, shout out to the fellas there. As you heard us scheduling live on air, we will have Seth Payne at 12:40 talking about... one of the things I think today that is worth your attention, which I guess, shout out to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
713-572-4610. What has the majority of your attention today? Because I think there's a few places that it can go. The combine is kind of warming up in earnest. I know we won't have people working out per se. That starts on Thursday, but we will hear from the head coach of your Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans. I think he is set to talk at 12:15, and very soon thereafter, we'll try and get you kind of an idea of what he said. And but you have that happening kind of on the football front. We have Rockets-Bucks tonight. Rockets facing off against one of the better teams in the East, and beginning another one of those back-to-backs, those dreaded back-to-backs that they've had 13 of this year. A league-leading 13, but getting a chance to play against a very good team there, and I don't know that I haven't heard much on the idea of whether Fred VanVleet will play. I know yesterday on the injury report, he showed as questionable, which is better than the last time that the injury report came out ahead of a game where he was ruled out the day before. So we'll see if maybe he makes his return there. Like, does this Rockets team avenge the loss that they had a couple days ago, and do they find a better streak of things? Do they have a better go of things? I think that's an interesting thing. But of course, there's so much spring training baseball stuff, including an actual spring training baseball game.
Yeah,
where we'll get to see Ronel Blanco. We'll get to see Chaz McCormick getting back in action. I think playing left today. We'll see Dubon at second.
Yeah, Dubon at second, Paredes at third. So we got some.
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say that in a way where we have not seen Dubon. We've seen Dubon play second, but like obviously not with
he's in the mix. Yeah, he's in the mix. It's a pretty exciting day, you know, because you know, obviously sports. Half of sports is about anticipation. You know, the big game coming up, the big whatever. You know, anticipation of a big matchup. There's a lot of anticipation with this Astros squad, probably more than there has been in 7 or 8 years minimum, because there are some questions, there's some unknowns, and we're gonna, you know, we're not gonna draw, you know, final conclusions by any stretch, but it's gonna be
speak for yourself.
You're done.
I'm making all the decisions on this team today,
based on today's
today
action.
By 2 p.m.
What's your prediction for the season?
By 2 p.m. I'm gonna know what I believe in.
This look like a World Series contender.
I don't know about third base, man. Oof, boy. No, but there's a lot of anticipation surrounding the Astros for the first time in a long time. Great to be able to talk to Seth Payne. That's going to be happening at 1:40 at 12:40 today. And so there's that. But I'm also anticipating. I've spent far too much time. You ever gotten into one of these ruts? Like
all the time.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
It is part and parcel of my personality. So, I know where you're going.
So I was this morning. I got up a little earlier today than usual. I was up about 5:15. And so I meandered.
Had guts?
No, just
gastrointestinal stuff?
Just woke up.
That's usually it for me. When it's telling too much information early
just
on.
Just woke up.
It's just when, you know, the gastrointestinal going a little.
That's happened, like, but not today. I was just like, oh, wide awake. Might as well get to work. So I went out to my office, and I was out there, and I said, ooh, I got time. I'm going to dig in on these draft guys. So I started going in all these different directions. And an hour later, I still didn't have a good idea of which direction I wanted to talk about, because I was anticipating, all right, what about some of these guys that we haven't heard about? What about some of these guys that we, you know, maybe are just somewhat maybe overhyped? And what about this? And what about that? And I'm sitting there looking at my laptop and all the tabs that I have open. I look like you.
That's right.
And I'm like, well, I really don't have a good gauge on where I want to go today, but we ended up with one, so we'll get to that in a little bit. But the anticipation is what I'm talking about.
Draft, yes. Looking at that aspect of it.
All those different angles of the draft. There's a lot of anticipation, so it's going to be fun.
Okay. I'm personally very interested in the baseball of this all. Mm-hmm. It's particularly getting a chance to see this team on the diamond with, I guess, more of the players that you anticipate affecting games this year. And then, of course, you get Ronel Blanco on the mound. And on top of that, you should see some other pitchers on the mound, guys that we want to get a little bit more insight on. I know that our very own Adam Spillane, doing his work early on the day, as you know, he is wont to do in spring training, you know, has tweeted out and talked about the idea that this is a day, where we're probably going to see Hayden Wisniewski, mm-hmm. probably going to say Forrest Whitley go. Those are guys that are going to be, I guess, somewhat important. In fact, if you were listening a little bit earlier, Spo was talking about how it feels like Whitley will make this team and he's going to be important in this pen, which I guess it's about time. And then also you hope that actually provides you something that is going to be useful on this team. And that's not just that, hey, we're trying to keep a guy around and mm-hmm. he's not actually impactful to what you do. But then also, like, he was, and can you have audio here, right, Fig? We had Joe Espada talking this morning, mm-hmm. obviously. And one of the things that is always going to be there, and we're not going to get any insight into this today, but hopefully later on the week, whether it's tomorrow, maybe Friday, those are the dates that we have been given mm-hmm. to kind of speculate on from our very own Adam Spillane. Maybe we get a little bit of insight into Jose Altuve and left. This was Joe Espada's update on where Altuve is with his left field journey.
He's actually been pretty good out there. One thing is practice, and we control the environment and the volume. But once the game starts, he'll be tested, and then we'll get a better read of where he's at. But right now, the attitude is exactly what we were expecting, and the work actually has been pretty good.
That's exactly what I was thinking as far as like what to look for today. You know, spring training game, you don't make any big conclusions, but when it comes to position players, once the games start like this and you get some veterans going, you can start kind of seeing where things are headed. Now, as far as pitching, you know, Blanco is going to start. Just for those who don't know, I wouldn't put too much stock in what Blanco is doing as a starter, because a lot of times they're trying a new pitch.
Sure.
They're working on some new things with location or whatever. So it's just experimental. But
particularly for those guys that know they're going to be on the run.
Exactly. Yeah. But when it comes to Wisniewski and Forrest Whitley, this is the time when you can get a good gauge, because they're not testing anything. They're trying to make the squad. you know, they're trying to find a place in the lineup. So I would say when you go back and look at this game, those are the pitchers that you should really be watching. But other than that, it's going to be the guys in the position that, you know, you're going to have to make plays in the, if you're out in the position.
For sure. Yeah. And it's the same lineup that we were supposed to see against the Marlins today, which means we'll get a little Christian Walker in this and see, like, kind of just generally what he looks like, how spry he is early on in the process. Again, I think similar feeling when it comes to guys at bats. Like, you know, sometimes they're working on things. I imagine Christian Walker's most, like, something more or enough, rather, of a finished product as a player that I don't know that he's necessarily doing a lot of working on something in particular, but he'll be out there. And maybe the totem of some sorts of spring training, John Singleton DHing. Excited to see what he physically looks like.
Yeah.
What is his corporeal form? Like, how does that look, and how does that also translate to him swinging the bat? Because I think that was the thing, right? We all came in, and I think, you know, Seth in particular had a very fun time talking about the fact that he has dropped 25 pounds and he's working out a lot, and it is noticeable. We asked Spo about this yesterday. He joined us from West Palm, and I know Spo to be a truth teller. He's one of those guys that you ask him something, and if it's just hype, he'll let you know that he believes it's just hype. I was asking him, all right, best shape of his life, is this real? And before I could even get the question out, Spo was like, yes. So I want to see, like, what does that actually look like? What does that look like in at least at the plate? Obviously, he's DHing, so we won't see him in the field and see if that has any level of impact there. But that's really what matters for us, is like, what does that left-handed bat look like with a more slimmed down John Singleton? Is he going to be a little bit better disciplined, or is he going to be able to see the off-speed pitches a little bit better than he has in the past?
Or quickness, you know, quickness of the bat would be one of the things that I'm looking for with him. And it is interesting. Now, as you mentioned, this lineup was going to be yesterday's lineup. But, you know, just in the last, you know, 15, 18 hours, you know, there is a little bit of news, at least in terms of Bob Nightingale, who was on with Area 45 last night, regarding Nolan Arenado. So it sounds as if, you know, maybe this whole, oh, he's back, you know, they're back in the mix, that whole thing might be falling by the wayside with Nolan Arenado. You know, Nightingale doesn't seem to think that it's necessarily going to be something that he would waive his no trade clause even now, you know?
Yeah. So. In fact, he joined Area 45 last night. Patrick Creighton was on, and this was the answer that he gave in regards to the Arenado to Astros possibility.
I don't think he's changed his mind on that. I don't. And I don't necessarily think that's, you know, reunited trade talks either. I think it might have came up, but I've heard there's no, talking to St. Louis people, and John Mozeliak, you know, president of baseball operations, says there's zero traction. So it doesn't look like, you know, that's going to happen at all. It would be kind of, it doesn't make real sense to for it to happen now either. You're changing everything again. It's one thing to do that with Bregman. It's another thing to do, you know, for the guy that's never played for the Astros before.
Makes sense to me. That's what had me excited yesterday. The prospect of what he could do on the corners and the infield. But, you know, Nightingale's plugged in, and he doesn't seem to think that not much has changed at all.
Yeah, obviously that is on the front of, like, actually Nolan Arenado himself. Mm-hmm. Just maybe not being in that place where he feels like he would waive his no trade clause. And so we go with what we have is the way that it seems like it's going for the Astros, and that we're going to get a chance to see a little bit of that 205 against the Mets. Other things that are causing interest, I guess, or can generate interest. We talked about D'Amico talking. Is there anything that you are hoping to hear from D'Amico Ryans from his availability at in Indy at the Combine?
Yeah, look, I think D'Amico and Sean and Seth touched on it a little bit this morning. You know, this is the national media that is coming and gathering. There's usually a big group of media there. It's not the local guys, where I'm not saying that they downplay it with the local guys, but, you know, it's the same faces every day, and they sort of default to answers that are just sort of off the cut. Like he was talking about Stephon Diggs, like, well, we're not gonna talk about any free agents. When the national media comes in, that just seems to elevate, I guess, the clarity a little bit, the candor a little bit. So I think we're probably going to get a little bit more specifically. What do I want to hear? I can't anticipate them giving away any secrets, but I think there's going to be a little more clarity on where they stand with some of these free agents, specifically Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, that's going to be really huge, getting an idea of the free agents, because, I mean, that is the period before we get to the actual drafting of some of these players. And, you go through mock drafts, and I guess, you know, we'll do that as well in this week, as you know, obviously player acquisition ends up being a huge talking point in all of this time period. But, you know, the free agency is going to matter a big amount. And when we keep looking at the various players that you could acquire in the draft or whatever, you'll have a lot more insight into what the direction is once you get an idea of the free agents that they're willing to sign, or the guys that they're willing to add to what they have currently. So, yeah, I'm very interested in that. We should hear, or at least, you know, kind of get some insights into what D'Amico's thinking. And then, obviously, I mentioned Rockets. Rockets, Bucks, like, where does that stand for you on the things that kind of grab your interest? Is this just kind of another regular season game for you right now?
No. I mean, they you hate to say they need to get right, but they were, what, 3-7 in their last 10 games before the break. They've come out not necessarily with a whimper, but not strong, not answering a lot of questions. The back-to-back thing, which we talked about yesterday. They need to come out and sort of reestablish like who they are. Ime Udoka was very clear about these guys need to play smarter. The defense, we've talked about that, is not the same. You're good. You're facing a team that's up there, man. I mean, you're facing a team that's going to be able to give you the tests. This is a day when the Rockets, you know, absolutely have to start coming up with some of these answers.
Yeah, and anytime you get a chance to do it against some really good teams, it's always a good opportunity to get some insight there, and the Bucks are one of those teams. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Tuesday, a rodeo, Ticket Tuesday. We'll get that going in an 11 o'clock hour and the 1 o'clock hour. And speaking of the 11 o'clock hour, we will be joined, as we always are on Tuesdays, by Brandon Scott, and we'll get B. Scott's thoughts and all of that. But coming up next, who you are referring to as my man crush, a man that I respect quite a bit, Aaron Schatz, who works for ESPN, also
Reggie's man crush,
founded FTN Fantasy. He has a thought on a trade that he believes the Texans should make. He calls it a bold trade. Do you believe it to be bold, and do you think that this trade is something that the Texans should make? I'll tell you who that trade acquisition is
next. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Next. Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is, means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, the number to text, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
Thank you, Jim. 713-572-4610 is the number. Also, appreciation to MoCareM Injury Lawyers for supporting the live stream, both on YouTube and Twitch.
We got
to
get them a drop, man.
What?
Oh, yeah. MoCareM? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna have what would the drop be?
They had a couple funny commercials running on this station at one point. Maybe I'm going to have to dig in there and grab something from it.
Maybe something from My Cousin Vinny. The Two Utes.
Sorry. Have not watched it.
What?
That's right. If we're going to work together, you're just going to have a lot of those moments.
I'm going to have a lot of what?
Uh-huh.
You haven't watched My Cousin Vinny?
I have not. We'll ask Figgy. Maybe that'll go in thing that we're trying to put together, which I forgot. I have not talked about yet. We need to converse about that. The people listening are, what are you talking about? Don't worry about it. What we are talking about is how this Texas team adds more talent, continues to get better year over year. That's what this time period is about. That's the offseason in the NFL. That's what, I mean, the scouting combine, that's what it's all about, getting out there. Obviously, seeing players, potential players that you can go and draft, or also having conversations with those players, but then also with other organizations, seeing who you can maybe find trade partners with, talking with agents on potential free agents. Like, that's what this time period does. And appreciation to Aaron Schatz of ESPN, founder of FTN Fantasy. I enjoy his work quite a bit. And so I found it very interesting when he had a piece projecting bold moves in free agency for all 32 teams, and the projection that he has for your Houston Texans is one that I find interesting. It goes as follows: trade for New York Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson. Just off the top,
yeah,
interesting. Yes, interested.
Huh. Absolutely, CJ Stroud guy, Ohio State guy. Obviously, a terrific player. Now, they have a new boss over there, and who knows how Aaron Glenn is going to look at things. But when he dropped this, I was like, okay, well, what are you going to have to give up? And he said the 25th overall selection and a day 2 pick in 2026. I was good with that. I mean, that, yeah.
Wait, give up what now?
So the 25th overall pick
this year
and a second day pick next year. For Garrett Wilson?
So either a second or a third.
Is that, am I being unreasonable? I think that's, I would do that.
I mean, the quality of player is clear there. He had a little bit of a down season last year, and you could tell that he was I guess I can't really say how down season was. He still had 1,000 yards, right? But you could tell that the quarterback situation with Aaron Rodgers did not jive well. Like, and Aaron Rodgers came in, and it was a little up and down. Like, he still played what felt a lot better football, even with Zach Wilson at the helm. And, Aaron Rodgers had this weird propensity with the players that, the players that he has a comfort level with. And I think that probably stems out of the very particular way that Aaron Rodgers quarterbacks, like, he has secret signals that he has for his wide receivers. And you just kind of have to know him if you know type stuff.
Yeah.
And I imagine that did not bode quite as well with Garrett Wilson or what have you. But you know what? Still, right? 1,000 yard receiver. I wonder if, like, an incoming head coach, like you mentioned, Aaron mm-hmm. Glenn, is like, hey, yeah, I want to allow this young, talented player to leave. Although I do wonder, like, would he be up for that, or would he?
Well, he hasn't been happy, according to reports, anyway.
Right? Would he want to go? Especially when you look up and you go, "What is the quarterback situation?" Mm-hmm. And if the other side allows you to go and play with the dude that you previously played with, I just wonder if that's in his, if that decision is in on his plate, or if that's something where the Jets just go, "No, we're not going to allow that to go." Although you're making it worth their while with mm-hmm. a top 25 or with a top 25 pick and then a future pick as well.
Yeah, I had to think about it a little bit when you said that first round pick, but hell, they traded the first round pick for Stephon Diggs pretty much.
I mean, look,
and this guy's way younger.
We talk about, you know, Texans needs and wide receivers always on the list. It might deserve to be higher on the list, you know, at least in terms of, you know, we know the defensive line, offensive line, all that, and that's where we kind of focus on. Maybe we throw running back in there and we throw a wide receiver in there. Right now, when you look at this, you know, Robert Woods said yesterday, yeah, I'm open to a comeback. And you told me this off air, and I went, cool.
I was like, actually, this weekend, I believe it was Aaron Wilson week. Had talked to him. Yeah. I think they were doing that, like, upper deck thing, you know, the golf thing where they go into, like, various baseball stadiums and such. And then they're, like, they're hitting balls off of the upper deck down
onto
the
playing surface. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Which, by the way, mm-hmm. I'm always fascinated by that because that seems to never the field never seems to be ready for opening day mm-hmm. once they do that type
of
stuff.
Is that why?
So okay. All right.
No, but I was thinking, like this wide receiver core, if depending on what Stephon Diggs does, you know, obviously.
Well, I mean, he is a true free agent.
Yeah.
It seems very evident that that's the way that both sides have played this, and we'll see if D'Amico Ryan says anything to the contrary. But it feels like it'll probably be
like
that same line.
I don't think it's unfair to say this wide receiver core is weak. You got Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico Collins is a given, and he is a high-level mm-hmm. player, like top 10 wide receiver in this league, high-level player. Outside of that, without Tank Dell likely playing mm-hmm. very little, if at all, mm-hmm. this season, I don't think you have a guy that you feel very confident in, right? It was an upside play with the way that you built your wide receiving core last year.
Mm-hmm.
You cut Noah Brown. And you were like, we were going to retain Mechie, we're going to retain Hutchinson, we like the upside there. And I don't know that this year inspired a ton of confidence for those guys. I think that there's still opportunity there for them, but I don't know that you have a level of confidence that they're going to be guys that you slot in, that you have constant, consistent production. Although, to be fair,
mm-hmm.
we probably should give them a little bit more love, considering that we're willing to, you know, in various other places of the offense, look mm-hmm. at it and say, hey, Bobby Slowick and the way that this offense worked probably did not situate itself well for them. We probably should give them a little bit of love there that we don't.
Yeah, However, were affected too.
If you get Garrett Wilson, like, you are set there. Mm-hmm. I think you feel very confident in your wide receiving core with those two guys. And then, I mean, maybe you do you still feel like you need to draft one in that instance?
I would not prioritize it. You know, maybe that's one of those where you find a fifth rounder or something that you really like or whatever. But no, I don't think it's unfair to say this is a weak wide receiver core, and you blinked your eyes and it became that because of Tank Dell, as you mentioned. Stephon Diggs is a free agent. Xavier Hutchinson and John Mechie, I don't know if they inspire confidence in anyone at this point. Robert Woods, long in the tooth, and you know, who knows if he can, you know, he really didn't offer a whole lot anyway last year. So you give me Garrett Wilson, I'll start the draft with my second round.
Right. I mean, because there's already a lot of drafts that are looking at, hey, do you get someone like an Emeka Ibuka, right? Like, do you get a wide receiver of that caliber?
Mm-hmm.
And Garrett Wilson is absolutely better than him at this given juncture, like right this moment. Like, I think any receiver that is going to be available to you, let's say Luther Burden, if he falls, the wide receiver from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Wilson's better than him at this moment. Yeah. So, like, you feel good about that. And he still has one more year of the rookie deal. This is the only thing that I'll put up there, and mm-hmm. I wonder how you feel about this. Garrett Wilson, as I mentioned, last year of the rookie deal, although he does have the club option for the fifth year, and I imagine you absolutely exercise the fifth year option, right? But with that being the case, you're doing the dreaded, if I can say it that way, double dip, where you're paying on the front end with the capital, right? And as we've asserted, the idea would be the 25, like your first round pick this year, and mm-hmm. then day two pick next year with either a second or third round, depending on what you can make shake. Now, once you do that, that is a payment that you have, and you probably need to go ahead and sign an extension.
Sure.
Right? Like, you immediately need to give them money. But this is a team that is already getting to a place where you have a lot of money mm-hmm. on the roster. Now, again, I don't that wouldn't be for this year in particular. Like, I think his cap hit, as it currently stands, is $6,500,000. Like, that's not too bad, right? Mm-hmm. $6.5 million is very workable, I imagine, in what you're doing here. However, now you have to start paying and you start thinking about it. And I, look, it's not as important in this moment, right? I think what's important, especially for a team of this caliber, is like, hey, can you win now or relatively close to now? Mm-hmm. However, once you start putting that extension on there, you have to consider that that's more money now that we have in the future tied up in players. And you're going to need to start thinking about how you get cheaper talent. And that's what a first round pick this year is absolutely going to be, is cheaper talent that you look not just for this year and next year, but in for the next 4 to 5 years.
Well, sure. But again, you know, you're set at that wide receiver position. You've already paid Nico
at a reasonable rate.
You have him for another year. You can exercise the option. I don't see where there is a downside for, and he, I mean, pull him off the shelf and considering the quarterbacks with whom he's played in New York. I think, you know, all of a sudden your wide receiver, as you said, your wide receiver room is set. Well, let's look at the other positions. There's still free agency. There's still the draft in the second round, which, by the way, deep defensive tackle draft.
Correct.
You can get that in the second round.
I mean, you're already in a place. You're already in a place where people are talking about if you get offensive guard, interior offensive lineman, or a wide receiver in the first round, you'd already be in that second round defensive tackle stage.
To me, I was like, almost like, of course. You know, for the number 25 overall pick, that takes care of the room, and you still have, you know, the equity and the draft capital to get it done otherwise.
So are we all in agreement that you just go ahead and do this without thinking?
If he's on the market and you are interested, I don't know about you guys. I absolutely would be, 100%.
So it definitely feels like the only thing that's stopping this is in those situations where who says no? Who says no? I imagine the no is the New York Jets saying, like, why do we give this if you are in that place? Like, why do we give up a wide receiver of this caliber? And, mm-hmm. of course, it would be to get that premium capital. And maybe that's beneficial for a new coach coming in. I don't know that they have that feeling that they're going to compete immediately, per se, because they still need to figure out their quarterback situation. But, yeah, man, this feels like something that you can get done. So I'm very interested to see, like, what kind of trades this or otherwise Nick Caserio and this Texas team is willing to make. But I think I'm all in with you here.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, getting going on a Tuesday. Coming up next, we get into our question of the day. Inspired by Adrian Wojnarowski, who is raffling out off some of his cell phones from the reporting that he's done on ESPN with with various different milestones that he's reported. What inanimate object, and I'm talking about like a real world, not a movie, not any fictional aspect. What real inanimate object would you absolutely bid on if you could? 713-572-4610. And put another way, what memorabilia would you like?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, let's get into the question of the day here. What real inanimate object would you want an opportunity to bid on if you could? 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Let us know what yours is, because it seems like a consummate newsbreaker. Adrian Wojnarowski spent a long time covering the NBA at Yahoo Sports and ESPN. And we got very used to, very comfortable with knowing that, hey, that is the preeminent newsbreaker in the space. Obviously, the Adam Schefter of basketball, if you will. To the point where we got the phrase Woj Bomb, right? People were like, oh man, here come a Woj Bomb. Here is some news that is happening that you knew in an instant was correct and was important. And the cell phones that he has used, the press passes that he has had, even dinner dates and such, he is auctioning off in order to support like the new venture that he's on. Obviously, he's no longer ESPN. He stepped away in part due to health reasons, and then also to engage in a passion project, being the general manager of his alma mater. Thank you, St. Bonaventure. Mm-hmm. So he is the general manager of that athletics program, and he's raising money for him by auctioning off these cell phones, these press passes, dinner dates, and such to help the men's basketball program there. And so, with the sports aspect of this, what would you want to bid on? Because people are actually bidding on
this is crazy.
The cell phones that he used to break various information. Which I do wonder, how do you display that? Is that something that you like? Are you trying to use them, or are you just trying to put them in a case somewhere?
Like, well, that's where I am. I have zero interest in bidding on a phone. And by the way, he had he's auctioning off the iPhone used for the 2023 draft, which was Wembanyama, one that broke the Paul George and Kawhi to the Clippers, one that broke the suspending the season during COVID.
And what's hilarious, he has pictures of all of these.
It might be the same phone, but it can't be. It can't be the same phone because it's four different ones. And then the farewell tweet, which tells me two things. First of all, I have no interest in this. Secondly, he had four phones in about a year and a half. Like, who does that? He's got four different, or does he have like five phones all the time?
Maybe. Well, I do know that they
I'm sure he got multiple phones. I don't think he got one phone.
Yeah. But do you have any interest in Woj's phone? One of his phones?
No.
None.
I don't know.
None.
I don't know what news I have to go back to in order to feel like that. Like, is there a event in Houston sports history that you go, that matters so much to me that I'd want some memorabilia tangentially related?
Yeah.
Not directly related, but because I imagine like the Wemby, right? The phone that for the 2023
maybe some
draft,
crazy Spurs
some
fan.
Spurs fan is like, I have the phone that was that delivered the information that we were getting. I just don't understand. I don't understand how that hits that urge for you.
But there is something. That's where the question of the day comes in. Not a movie prop, not, you know, Sylvester Stallone's shorts or whatever from Rocky, you know. Not like a real thing, like something real that people either used, wore, whatever, that you, an inanimate object that you would absolutely bid on. Like, two immediately came to mind, and I think this one has already been purchased. Not necessarily for me, but you know, the white Bronco, right?
Oh yeah,
the white OJ's white Bronco. Has somebody bought that already? I think it was.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, that I get. You know, I get that if that's your thing, and that's not mine. But yeah, I get that.
I think in the same sentence, I think the car that Tupac was shot and killed in.
That one.
I think that was on eBay at some point. Mm-hmm. I think it was selling for a lot of money, which it was a rundown car at that point.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure.
But it was the same car.
Yeah.
Apparently, the white Bronco ended up on an episode of Pawn Stars in 2017.
Oh, really?
Somehow. And somebody purchased it somebody was asking $1.3 million for it. And eventually,
the best I can do is 800,000.
Eventually, it ended up in the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, okay,
that makes sense.
So it's currently on show.
Yeah.
So it is in a museum of a crime museum.
Is there any inanimate object that you would buy? I personally, and this is just me professionally, like when I went to A&M, when I went to college. We were the first class that got to use portable laptops. Portable, well, they were laptops. They were the size of a freaking telephone booth. But
portable computer, though.
Portable computer. We were the first ones that got portable computers. And it would take like 2 minutes, two or three minutes per page to transfer. And it was on the phone. Like, scrolling all that stuff. And I wish I could. I still had that.
So that's just you. Your
me
nostalgia.
Personally. I wish I still had that big old. They call them the porta bubble, and it was huge. It was bigger than a typewriter, but you could transfer your story, you know, over a phone line, presuming nobody called in. That back then, like if somebody called in, that's it. Story's over. You got to go start over. So you know how they had call waiting and all that stuff. You probably don't even remember that.
Oh yeah, of course. but
I kind of wish I had that. And then one, I don't know why.
But not with an attachment to anything larger, just off of nostalgia alone.
Just my very first whatever. You say a laptop. You had to sit it on a kitchen table or something, a desk. But that's just me personally. As far as like iconic things, like to me, you know, Michael Jackson, I've told you this, you know, I was a huge fan, you know, huge, huge fan of his. That American Music Awards, the hat. The hat that he had in that American Music Awards video. I would, if I had the money, I would love to have that.
What about the chair Bobby Knight threw? Would you take that?
Not so much, but I bet you somebody would.
Oh, absolutely.
I bet Adam Spillane might.
There's multiple people. There's actually a little bit of a controversy there because obviously we mentioned the idea that Mike Woodson sat on that chair to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Bobby Knight crashing out on that very particular day. And apparently there's other people that claim to have the chair.
That might not be it.
It does not feel like, I don't know that there's been authenticated by any ways, but Mike Woodson is assured that the chair that he has possession of is indeed.
How did he get that chair?
I don't know.
They probably just saved it. They probably just saved
it. Who would want to save that chair?
Indiana
like,
fans?
No, I'm just saying, just in general, like when it happened, like I never would have thought, oh, let me save that chair.
Somebody said it was Al Cowling's Bronco. OJ's was destroyed.
This is true. Yeah, this is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is true. I always thought that was he was just driving OJ's, but no, that's right.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
What about as far as like Texans fans? Would you purchase the gloves that Andre Johnson was wearing when he was beating Finnegan's ass?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. That's one
of my... Hey, man, I'm finna beat his ass.
Put the gloves right in the frame. Like, these the same gloves he was wearing.
Yeah.
I can already visualize the
oh, I would have those.
The way that I'd set it up. Because you're right. Yeah. Like, I'd have the picture next to it.
The picture with him actually beating them up. And then have them gloves right there, kind of zoom, have another little picture of the gloves in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then the real gloves right there.
You know, I have a piece of the old compact center court.
That's where I was. That was mine.
I have one on my desk. Mm.
Oh,
when they tore it apart, they sold little pieces of the court, and a buddy of mine gave me a piece of, and that was the court they won the championships on. Mm.
I think T-Mill got a, I think he got like a chair from the Astrodome. I think his wife got one from the Astrodome.
I feel like I have a size limit when it comes to like these various memorabilia. I don't know that I want a whole chair in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do, I love the notion of it though.
It depends what
put
your
it
house
in your
looking
office.
Like. Yeah, if you got like a man cave or something like that with a bunch of like jerseys and cool stuff like that, I think that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. But if you got like a tight spot, then probably no use for it.
A32 seems that like they're not very picky. They say just some Muhammad Ali boxing gloves, any of them, it seems like.
Yeah, just some,
I'm with you.
Something that small. No big deal. Something light.
What about non-sports? Like anything that jumps out at you?
Somebody said Watergate tapes. They said they would put money
down. You trying to be messy.
To get get into the history of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. And then it's a lot of memorabilia coming in. Milestone ball, any milestone ball or glove from Nolan Ryan, Hakeem Game 7 championship jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate this asking for clarification from the 713 saying if they would be more interested in the Woj phone if it still has contacts in it. I can't imagine.
No.
I cannot imagine.
It's white clean. So, a rapper got somebody like that one time. He was selling his hard drive, and the person thought he was about to get all his music in it. It was white clean. So he paid all that money for a clean hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
What about Monica Lewinsky's dress?
I wouldn't do that.
I'd get it cleaned, which would defeat the purpose.
Oh, my God.
Along those lines.
Kind of defeats the purpose there, doesn't it?
Along those lines, a few people said, someone said the red swimsuit from Baywatch, Pamela Anderson's.
Oh, God, yes. I would not get that one cleaned.
I figured that you would. And then someone else said, any chair that Beyonce sat on, please. Mm. I need you to, come on now.
What about Joy Taylor's phone?
Oh, wow.
Oh, so you're going to the Joy Taylor phone?
What she got in this phone?
Well,
that will also
right
be
through white. Them text messages.
That will also be white friend.
Mm-hmm.
That will also, and I feel like I already have one of these types of things, so I'm like I would want to find some level of like 2017 memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have the Sports Illustrated that predicted that World Series.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
I have that. But I'd want to then pair it like in thinking about figured way that you have the mental image of the display of the Andre Johnson gloves.
Yeah.
I need some memorabilia specifically from that that World Series to pair.
Yeah.
With that.
I have
that.
The streamers and some confetti of the 2022 World Series that we went to. When they clinched it and it fell down, we got some of that. That's pretty cool.
What about the TV AJ Hinch smashed?
the computer?
That's good.
Yeah. The laptop? That'd be sweet. That'd be awesome.
Would you be willing, or is this too uncouth?
Mm-hmm.
The trash can.
No.
Is that too uncouth?
Absolutely not.
I would like to see that. I'd like to see
what got dents in it.
Yeah, I was like,
what kind of trash can was it? Because in my mind, I think about like one of those old school silver trash cans.
See, I think like those heavy plastic ones, because it sounded like a deep, if you go back and listen, remember John Boy had all the audio?
Yeah.
It's like boom, boom, boom. It's like one of like the ones you roll out to the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Something like that.
I like this one from the 832. They say Tiger Woods' last Masters win putter. if we are going to go, I guess,
I know
it's
where you're
sports
going.
Adjacent. Give me the driver to
the wedge.
Was it a wedge?
The wedge that she hit him, that she beat him with?
Yeah, that she hit, the truck with? Yeah, I need that one.
Beating him with a pitching wedge.
That's the one that I need.
It's got some tiger blood on it. It's got
Wow, okay. I don't know if I want to read that on air, but no, would y'all buy the sheets?
I would not.
From the record-breaking woman?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. What about Steve Smith Sr.'s phone?
Yeah, what phone?
No, I think I've seen enough.
Provided that it will not be wiped. Is there a single phone that you would like to get your hands on to get some more information?
I'll take that before Woj's.
I bet you will. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we enter the 11 o'clock hour where one, it's a rodeo ticket Tuesday. We'll be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see Zach Top at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. So there's that. But also, we welcome in our guy B. Scott from Hiram Clark to join us for the 11 o'clock hour. And we'll go around the NFL where seems like somebody's trying to get rid of the tush push again. We'll tell you who next.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.